It will be the largest investment in infrastructure since World War II, and it is desperately needed. You talk to any family farmer here today, and they talk about the need to invest in locks and dams, our bridges, our roads. They have all kinds of stories about having to take detours. And you know what? Hey, anything that adds time to what you're doing is money. And this is something that not only will be good for our family farmers, it'll be good for our nation. It'll keep us competitive. And we've fallen behind as a result of not investing. So my prediction on this is that we're going to get it passed. And it's going to be a major game changer for our nation. You wouldn't believe some of the stories we've heard. Everything. I remember this farm family in Whiteside County who had to have an antenna on top of one of their grain bins. And sometimes the wind would blow that over and they'd have to go in and adjust that. Then they had to buy something else inside. And then they had to have some other backup plan. They literally had three different plans. That was way too expensive and not reliable. That's still what they were getting. In the congressional district that I serve in central, western, and northern Illinois, one in four families doesn't have access to high-speed internet. That is not sustainable. And this is a top priority for the Biden administration. I am on the Rural Broadband Task Force, and I think that we're going to make some major progress like we've never seen before. And we're going to get the job done where every corner of this country is going to have high-speed internet. If you want to start a small business, think about it. You can't do it without high-speed internet. If you want to do your homework, to the story that you told about the kids going to the library, they'd sit on the library stoop after hours so they could access that. A high school kid sitting in his high school parking lot at 11 o'clock at night to do a report because he had to get into the internet from the high school. It is literally story after story. That is not sustainable. So it is. If we're going to be competitive as a nation, if our farm families, our rural families are going to be competitive, this has to be taken care of. And I think we're going to get this done. It's got to start with some of the mapping, which is identifying exactly where this needs to go. Some of it is what's called that last mile connection, where you've got kind of the main component is there, but you got to make sure you're connecting to every house at the end of, you know, it might be a mile, it might be 2 miles. But as you know, if you live in more rural areas, your next door neighbor's not next door. They might be a mile or two or three down the line.